The Olympic gold medalist Kelly Harrington is due back in Ireland this afternoon after the Tokyo Games. The lightweight boxing champion is travelling with other members of Team Ireland, including bronze medalist Aidan Walsh. It will be a low-key return at Dublin Airport in line with pandemic guidelines. The 31-year-old is later expected to travel through Dublin's north inner city on an open-top bus. Diane Connor reports.
The Irish boxing contingent and remaining members of Team Ireland will touch down at Dublin Airport around lunchtime, a gold and bronze medalist amongst them. Kelly Harrington returns as the ninth person to win gold for Ireland. Belfast boxer Aidan Walsh returns with bronze after being forced to withdraw from his semi-final due to injury. It will be a paired-back welcome at the airport in line with pandemic guidelines, and they won't return through the normal arrival hall. 31-year-old Kelly Harrington will travel through Dublin's north inner city on an open-top bus, making her way to Portland Row, where she grew up. A postbox has been painted gold in honour of the boxer's achievement. Dublin City Council is encouraging only local people to line the streets for the occasion.
Police say two people have been charged over the death of a two-year-old girl in County Tyrone. The child died in hospital on Friday after sustaining head injuries at a house in Dungannon. In a statement, the PSNI said a 32-year-old man has been charged with murder and perverting the course of justice, while a 24-year-old woman has been charged with causing or allowing the death of a child and perverting the course of justice. Both are due before Omagh Magistrates Court later today. Average rents for residential properties rose by 5.6% nationally between April and June, according to the latest quarterly rental report from the website daft.ie. The report shows rents rising faster outside Dublin and a record low number of properties available for rent. Our economics correspondent, Robert Short.
The daft.ie rental report for the second quarter of this year shows the widest difference between how rents are moving across the country since the series began 15 years ago. For example, rents in some parts of Dublin fell by 7%, while they rose in Kerry by 16.5%. On average, Dublin rents are up 0.5% at just over €2,000 per month. In Cork, the average was up just over 9% to 1,524. Across the country outside the cities, the average rent was 1,117, up 11.4%. The most dramatic finding was the scarcity of supply. On August the 1st, there were 2,455 properties available for rent nationally, the lowest on record since the series began. While the number of properties available in Dublin was actually higher than in 2019, there were just 789 properties available for rent in the rest of the country.
Britain's Prince Andrew is being sued in the United States for alleged sexual abuse by a woman who has claimed she was trafficked for sex when she was under 18 by the late financier Jeffrey Epstein. In a civil complaint filed in a federal court in New York, Virginia Roberts Jeffrey has accused the 61-year-old prince of having abused her about two decades ago in New York, London and other locations while she was still a minor under US law. Prince Andrew has previously denied all the allegations. The US Special Envoy for Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, is travelling to the Qatari capital Doha, where he's expected to urge Taliban representatives to stop their military offensive in Afghanistan. The renewed US-led diplomatic effort follows the militants making sweeping territorial gains, including overrunning several provincial capitals. President Biden has said the US military mission in Afghanistan will end this month, with the Taliban using the withdrawal to bring areas under their control. And now the weather forecast.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A++ rated heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Dry today, apart from a few light showers. The best of the sunny breaks will occur during the morning and in the east. Cloud will gradually increase from the west through the day. Highest temperatures of 17 to 20 degrees.